Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today, I am going to share with you a true story that is very unusual and interesting, and I'm calling it the Handkerchief Miracle.
And we believe this podcast today will teach you that many times there is a strategic way to pray, and it depends on us hearing from the Holy Spirit. We have been given authority by Jesus over the devil, and you will see that authority take place in an astounding way, as Bill shares today. You will also understand how important it is to obey whatever God instructs us to do, to act in faith, and to see the Word of God work.
So true. You know, as many of you know, my career has been in real estate. I've been in real estate since 1971. Now, this was prior to our full time in the ministry, being in the real estate business. Well, one day I had a call from a man who wanted to list his home that was located in the area I worked in and lived in. He explained that his wife, who was also on title, had just been released from a mental institution. He told me that she was still extremely difficult to communicate with and that it would be nearly impossible to get her to sign any papers. Well, I set the appointment and went over to see them. Well, she was quite odd, and to say the least, and very temperamental. However, she signed the listing agreement. I left, and as soon as I walked out the door, she began screaming, throwing glasses, pots and pans, and going absolutely wild. Her husband came outside of the house and told me that this was her normal behavior. He commented that it was a miracle that she signed the paper so far, and that we would need another miracle for her to sign the sales contract once one was received. Well, I came over the next day to show the house to an elderly woman. We knocked on the door and no one answered. I proceeded to open the door since he had given me a key, and suddenly the woman came around the corner. Well, at first she was a bit riled, but she said to come in. We were walking through the home, and all of a sudden, she started screaming and throwing things. My elderly client was afraid, and she actually locked herself in the bathroom. The woman started turning over the furniture. She pulled the china cabinet over and so forth. Well, I managed to get the elderly woman out of the bathroom. I was holding her hand, guiding her out of the house hurriedly, when the woman started throwing things from off the coffee table at us. I shielded the elderly woman as glasses, ashtrays, plates, and so on was hitting my back. I was blocking them from hitting my client. Well, we finally made it out the door, and my client, crying, scared and upset, to say the least, but, you know, she loved the house, but was too afraid to buy it and deal with this crazy lady. Well, I explained to her that I would handle everything and that she wouldn't need to get involved. Well, we wrote up a full price offer. Now, I felt at this point that I would need some special prayer to get this stack of papers signed by this obviously emotionally disturbed woman. Well, I called my pastor at the time, and I told him the situation. Well, we got together and prayed. And he said, during the prayer, he said, I felt led to pray over a handkerchief and anoint it with oil, and that I should place the handkerchief in my pocket and bring it to the meeting. He prayed that the anointing oil, which represented the Holy Spirit, would take authority over those demonic spirits in the woman when I came into the house. And Acts 19:12 mentions about handkerchiefs and so forth. Well, we also bound the demons in her from interfering. Now, he said that she would calm down and sign any papers. This is what the pastor said. So we prayed all this, all these things, and asked God to help me and declared that I would have the victory. You know, God's word would prevail. Well, I made the appointment to come to the house and get the paper signed. I came up to the door, and I heard her screaming, throwing things, and being out of control. as usual. Well, I knocked, but she was so loud no one heard me. I then just opened the door and let myself in. Well, just as I walked through the door, suddenly she became calm and looked at me and said, "Do you have some papers for me to sign?" I said, "Yes, I do." Now, I was surprised to see the obvious change, even though we had prayed for it to be so, but it was just so dramatically opposite of her actions 2 seconds prior. Now, her husband was completely in shock as he had been seeing her in this violent state for weeks now. And she said, "All right, let's sit down and sign the papers." Well, I placed the papers in front of her, and she started signing. She signed everything. Then suddenly, she grabbed the papers and tore them in pieces. She just had a momentary outburst again. Well, I had felt the Lord instruct me to bring additional complete set of papers with me. So I pulled them out and said to her, "That's okay. I know selling can be emotional. So let's just try again." Now, I prayed quietly and bound the devil. Now, they heard me slightly. I prayed quietly, but they still heard me slightly. And I'm sure they wondered, you know, but suddenly she calmed down again and proceeded to sign the papers. And she finished. Praise God. I then got up and said goodbye and walked out the door. As soon as the door closed, she started up again and threw a glass and other items at the door. I heard it clang on the back of the door, a breaking and thuds hitting the door as I was walking away. Now, she remained calm as long as I was in the house, just as my pastor prayed. Those demons couldn't manifest because the Holy Spirit is far greater than those demonic spirits. 1 John 4:4 mentions that. Now, I know this sounds too wild to be true, but I assure you, as truly as I live, this is not an exaggeration. I told my pastor the story after this all occurred, and it happened exactly as I have told. You know, the husband came out of the house again, and he told me he had not seen her calm and in her right mind in years. He was in shock. Now, we closed the sale, and the very next day, the woman was found walking down the middle of the freeway in her nightgown at 2 a.m. Now, someone told me this was in the newspaper. I just don't remember now. But anyway, she was taken back to the mental institution after that. Now, it's amazing that she was let out just long enough to complete the sale as we needed her to sign. See, her husband wanted to sell the house also. And so, you know, she got out and was able to sign. Now, she was declared competent, but then recommitted and declared incompetent after the transaction had closed. This was another sale that I wouldn't have made if I had not received the proper prayer for the authority over the devil and the anointed handkerchief. You know, God blessed me again with the sale, but it was the proper praying, you know, hearing from God. The Holy Spirit has a strategy, a way to pray sometimes, and what to do.
Yes, and it helped that man because he wanted to sell the home.
Right, he needed to get it sold. He needed the money to pay for her institutional costs and so forth. You know, and Psalms 5:12 says, "For the Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor will thou compass him about as with a shield." So God gave me the favor, and he blessed me through that. But the prayer, praise God, his word always works.
Yes, and also regarding the anointing in Acts 19:11-12, it says, "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them."
That's right.
And Acts 10:38 says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." So he was anointed. Jesus was anointed by God.
That's right.
And Isaiah 10:27 says, "And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing."
Right, the anointing oil.
Yes.
Praise God for that. You know, this story involved praying and asking God's help first, then hearing from the Lord to get a handkerchief and anoint it with oil, then having faith that we would
that what you said would happen,
right? Right. then taking authority over the devil, and then finally acting on it. Now, God always performs his word.
And Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.